Good afternoon, good afternoon, and welcome to the program called Calvary Cares Radio Hour. I'm so delighted that you turned on the station today, and I hope you're having a wonderful day. You know, I come today to bring you hope and inspiration, and for those that are listening on a weekly basis, thank you for listening in. It's wonderful that you're listening to our program. Calvary Cares Radio Hour has been together for the last 3 months. And what we do, we speak about overcoming opiate use disorder, substance abuse disorder. We know there's so many people in this world that's sick and suffering, you know, with cocaine, crack, heroin, alcoholism, many aspects like that. And the program that we put on is a program of hope and help and healing and inspiration to empower you, to encourage you. Because we know there's a lot of people in a rural area, in Freetown, Berkeley, Dighton, all the surrounding areas in Westport and Seekonk and Somerset, and the big cities of Fall River and Taunton and New Bedford, and all throughout the world, that people are sick and suffering. It came to my attention. I was asking the question, how many people deal with depression or substance abuse here in America? And it came back to me. It said that, 18% of people that's living in America, suffer a depression and discouragement and despair. And I said, how many people actually is that in America? Over 47.8 million people are sick and suffering. They deal with depression. They feel despondent. They feel down. They feel discouraged for many reasons. Now, today, I'm not here to be a downer. Today, I want to come and give you hope. And for those that's listening to the program, I know that you might be embarrassed. Maybe you're ashamed about the situation that your son, your daughter, your husband, and your wife, your co-worker is addicted to cocaine, crack, heroin, alcoholism, and you don't know what to do with it. But I'm telling you, there is hope for those that's dealing with substance abuse disorder, and you can overcome substance abuse. I know this firsthand. See, I'm a firsthand witness. I have lived experience and life experience. And, lived experience is very good. That means I am an eyewitness to the situation. For ever since November 28, 1986, until now, God delivered me from cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, cocaine, mescaline, windowpane, angel dust, and all that. Now, I'm not proud of it, but I come as a firsthand witness with experience. I have lived experience, a firsthand real life knowledge about once I was lost, but now I'm found. Once I was in bondage and I couldn't get out of it, now I'm free. And I've been free now. I'm going to my 40th year. I've been free mentally, psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm not in bondage any longer. And so the reason I come on this program called Calvary Cares Radio Hour is just to bring hope, because it's important to have, lived experience and life experience and professional experience. I know there's many people that's listening to this, and you just turned on the station and you hear my voice and you say, man, I wish somebody could help me. I wish somebody can talk to me about my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife, my children, my grandchildren. And if you need any help or any assistance, you ever want to talk to somebody, then I ask that you call me at 508-858-8875. 508-858-8875. My name's Curtis Dias. I'm the president of Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. We're located at 33 Brayley Road in East Freetown. We're open daily, and you can call me at 508-858-8875. You say, Calvary Pentecost Church, what do you do? Well, Calvary Pentecostal Church and Calvary Care works together, and we provide services of people free of charge in our community: health insurance navigation, That means if you don't have Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Harvard Pilgrim, you don't have Tufts insurance, then you can come to our office, to our facility, to our drop-in center, state art facility, where you feel warm and you feel welcome and is no non-judgment place. It's a beautiful atmosphere. You can come and have coffee, you can have tea, you can have refreshments with me. And I tell you, we have an intake. And what we do, we provide services, health insurance navigation, to anyone that is going to come. Because we believe everybody should have a doctor, everybody should have a primary doctor, everybody should have a dentist, everybody should be able to, you know, take blood work and stuff like that. So that's why we help and we assist people that needs health insurance navigation. Also, another thing that we do here at Calvary Cares, harm reduction services. That means we give out combs, we give out jackets, we give out hats, we give out clothing, we give out shoes, we give out sneakers. I mean, we give out toothbrushes in harm reduction situations. We give out, you know, kits for people that's, you know, actively involved in drugs. You know, we have a mental health counseling division here. What does that mean? We have people that, you know, Burns and Forts, that went back to school and got their associate's degree and a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, and they got a mental health counseling division where they do one-on-one counseling, they do group counseling, they do peer-to-peer support counseling. I mean, I do grief counseling, and I do other counseling of all kinds. So we have mental health counseling, so people that deal with OCD or intrusive thoughts, or, you know, if they're addicted to cocaine, crack, heroin, then on how to get out of it, we do one-on-one counseling. We do, you know, group, and our counseling is confidentiality. We have recovery coaches here. We have overdose education. We have Narcan distribution. We believe in Narcan distribution, that we distribute to anyone, not only the police department, fire department, but anyone that comes to our center. We'll give you Narcan so you can have it for your home, for your car, in the community, and different things like that. We have peer-to-peer support groups. We have medication for opiate use disorder. We believe in MAPS. They call it MAPS, medical assistance treatment and therapy. That's what they call MAPS. And so this is some of the things that we do at Calvary Care Drop-In Center. And it's we ask you to drop on in. If you live in Fall River or Taunton or New Bedford or Swansea or Seekonk or Westport or all the surrounding Fall River, surrounding areas, if you have a need and you want to talk to someone privately, you know, and just want to interface with someone in a warm and welcoming place with non-judgment and all that, and you can ask me any questions, and I'll be more than happy to assist you, to guide you, to lead you, to direct you in any capacity. So this is what we do at Calvary. Just lastly, before I go deep into our subject today on overcoming opiate use disorder and substance abuse disorder, I told you about my story of hope. My name is Curtis Dias. I was addicted to drugs and alcohol at the age of 13. And at the age of 13, I couldn't read or write. I was dyslexic, and I used to have a bad way, you know what I mean? But, you know, I started playing sports, and I started getting involved with cake parties and marijuana and then cocaine, and, you know, I dropped out of school, and then later on in life I had to go back to, you know, get my GED. Then later on I went to the universities and studied all that. There's a story of hope. Once I was down, but now I'm up. Once I was lost, but now I'm found. Once I was looking at, you know, at limp balls, thinking they cracked, you know, and then in bondage of the situation. I was a full-blown alcoholic at the age of 13, probably, into the age of 28 years of age. Then I asked God, God, please deliver me, help me from this situation and circumstances. And true story, ever since November 28, 1986, I called on God, because my pathway to recovery, you know, was path forward, was calling on God. You know, I'm a spiritual individual. You know, I read a scripture one time, so how can a young man keep his ways pure? How can a young man keep his way pure? At the time, when I was a young man, it says, by living according to the word. God, let me hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So I don't want to get too religious on you, but I'm telling you what my prescription for me was faith-based and path forward was in God, in God alone. You know, how can a young man stay off cocaine, crack, heroin, mescaline, windowpane, angel dust, Percodans, Percocets, and alcoholism? How can he? I was always wondering that. It said by living according to the word. So one pathway to someone that's dealing with cocaine or opiate use disorder, one pathway forward can be faith-based, but it could be professional treatment. I believe in professional treatment. I believe in the counselors of all kinds. I believe in the peer-to-peer support, aspect, especially for people that's struggling, and everybody struggles, you know what I mean? And I was wondering, does your son and daughter struggle because of their background or their education or they're poor or anything like that? Most people that I know that deal with substance abuse of all kinds, it's not because they're uneducated or they're poor or they come from a broken family. No, it's not always like that. Sometimes it can be like that. But sometimes, there's the disease of addiction. I mean, there's no respect of anybody. It hits the upper class, the high class, the middle class, the working class, and people with no class at all. We see that it happens to everyone. But I want to tell you today, in this program called Calvary Cares Radio Hour, You're not alone. There's many, many families that deal with sick and suffering individuals. And there's hope. There's freedom for those that want it. I mean, you might have to do your little due diligence. And you might have to find a pathway forward. It might be professional treatment. It might be faith-based. It might be mental health counseling. It might be the peer-to-peer support group. It might just be one-on-one counseling, But I want you to know, your brothers and sisters throughout the world, some people are dealing with depression and being discouraged and being down and they're overwhelmed. And in society, you can see why people are overwhelmed. I mean, the economy is the way it is. People had to pay their light bill, the gas bill, the telephone bill, their cell phone bill, the electrical bill, Then you got your mortgage, you got your car payments, you got house insurance, you got life insurance, and you got all these insurances. And sometimes, man, the bills are so high, the electrical bill, the oil bill, it's crazy, the food bill, it's crazy, and it can bring stress upon you, And it can weigh on you mentally and psychologically, emotionally. And all of us, we need some help. We need some people to help us and to encourage us. And sometimes if we don't get that one-on-one counseling, that group counseling, all that, then we go to drugs and alcohol to relieve our emotional pain, to relieve our stress, and to relieve our mental health issues, And that's what happens to us. Now, I was researching the other day about some people that, public figures that are sick and suffering, that struggled in a way of overcoming opiate use disorder, substance abuse disorder. And I ran across some names that you might know, that famous people that dealt with substance abuse. And stay with me, Steve Taylor for Aerosmith. He, for many, many years, he suffered with alcoholism and drug abuse, but he overcame it. And I talked to you about another great man, Ray Charles. The great Ray Charles, as you know, they call him Ray. And he had a problem with a heroin addiction. We understand that. The great Whitney Houston, I found the greatest love of all inside of me. She struggled with cocaine abuse and alcoholism abuse of all kinds. Then you got, Michael Jackson, the great Michael Jackson, ABC, Mama's Pearl, Thriller, in Michael Jackson, the way he went out was devastating with prescription drugs. And look at Elvis Presley, the great the king. We find that even Elvis Presley, and I've been to Elvis Presley. I went to Memphis. I went to his house and in Graceland, and I saw all the beautiful cars that he had. He had a beautiful wife. He had a beautiful family. He had all the money in the world, but he was sick and suffering. He was suffering internally. He had emotional pains. He was stressed out. He felt isolated in many ways. Also, Prince. Do you know Prince? You know, he lives in Minnesota. They say he was riding his bike around, and he had problems with, you know, with addictions of maybe Percocets or Percocets or oxycodone. And they, you know, I was wondering, what is Prince's last name? But his real name was Prince Roger Nelson, and that he was a real person. The Purple Rain, who could play a guitar better than him? We see that he dealt with opiate use, substance abuse problems. How about the great Elton John? The great Elton John, I mean, for years upon years with alcoholism and drug abuse to a point of time, it almost destroyed his life. And the great Elton John, he sang all the great songs, but then he opened the AIDS and stuff. He opened a big AIDS clinic for the people that were dealing with, they were sick and suffering. You know, Janis Joplin, for those, Jim Morris from The Doors, Amy Winehouse, she drank herself to death, you know, drinking poison, alcoholism, and she was dealing with grief, and she felt overwhelmed in this area. And I said, oh, you know, that's some of the people that we talk about, that we listen to. But see, why am I saying this? I'm saying this because it's common. It goes through all the communities. It goes through white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Puerto Rican, every background. No matter if you're rich, no matter if you're talented, no matter if you're gifted, you know, talented people struggle, and gifted people struggle the most, it seemed like, you know what I mean? So I said, how about sports figures? As you know, how about Daryl Strawberry? A few years ago, I was in Connecticut, and I went to this men's conference. To my surprise, I saw Daryl Strawberry testifying about the goodness and the greatness of God and the grace of God, and how he used to, you know, hit all these home runs. But he used to, him and Doc Gooden, the great pitcher for the Mets, they used to go get high and do cocaine, and it destroyed their life. Look at Dennis Rodman for the Chicago Bulls and Detroit Pistons had to deal with this situation. The great Lawrence Taylor was another one that, you know, from the Giants, LT. You can see he was affected by it and everything like this. So we can go on and on and on with, you know, Jimi Hendrix was another individual. Or let me look at another one. You know, Eric Clapton was another individual that fell into this trap. Drew Barrymore was another individual. We can go on and on and on. So when we talk about substance abuse today, as you listen, I mean, if your son or daughter or your husband or wife or even yourself find yourself, you know, entrapped in this way, you can see public figures and sports stars of all kind found themselves in downward spiral, you know. But, you know, some of them, Ray Charles came out of it, you know, that, and I'm happy for that. Ray Charles, Lawrence Taylor came out of it, so I'm happy about that. So the question is today, you know, how do people find themselves, you know, in this situation? How do they get involved with opiate use disorder and substance abuse disorder? That's a very good question. Now, I find that some people, you know, no matter how talented they are, no matter how gifted they are, sometimes the underlying problem is that, you know, maybe they've been physically abused or emotionally abused, or maybe they have a deep-seated emotional wound or feelings. This is sometimes it's, how does this addiction come? Sometimes it's from families also. Generational curses is part of our culture and different things like that. And we can find that people find themselves that way. You know, and some people just want to hide their pain, or the reason why they smoke a little marijuana or do a couple lines or free base or do some oxycodone or perk dance or Percocets or things like that. It's to, you know, it's to manage their pain, to you know, cope with their emotional stress, and they use drugs just for coping mechanism so they can get through their circumstances and their situations that they face, you know. So, you know, I was wondering, you know, when I came on this program, you know, do you think that you ever asked that question, why is my son, why is my daughter, why are they involved in it? Is it because of the emotional pain? Is it because they're dealing with stress? Is it because of the isolation? Because, you know, as they say, an addict alone is in bad company. Is it because of mental health issues in their physical life? Is it because they've been physically abused, spiritually abused, emotionally abused? Do they have underlying trauma, of deep seats of emotional wounds and feelings in their life? And sometimes we have to say, yes, that's what you're getting. Is it because of the divorce or death of somebody, you know? If you're looking for a place to come and talk about it, you know, I want to encourage you to come to Calvary Cares Drop-In Center and drop on in. We're a gentle, non-judgment place, you know, where we're here to assist you, you know, and tell you that you are not alone on the journey that you're taking, and you can overcome this, you know. And that's why I wanted to come by and talk to you about. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. So we come on every Saturday from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, just to bring hope and to be honest with somebody. So that's what we do. And this is some of my recommendations. If you know that someone is sick and suffering, and you can tell they're sick and suffering, you know, they have severe depression, you know, and you can see your son that, you know, or daughter, they sleep too much or sleep too little. You know, their daily cares of life, is they lost interest in it. They have low energy, you know. They feel like withdrawing. They're always tired. This heaviness, their behavior and their conduct has changed tremendously, and they find themselves in a funk. They find themselves overwhelmed. They find themselves depressed. And when, like I told you early in the conversation, 18% of American people find themselves under mental health issues of depression. That's 47.8 million people. That means people that live around us are sick and suffering. Now, if you find somebody that's sick and suffering, you not only want to come to Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, but there's excellent programs all throughout the community. And they're well-funded by the Bureau of Substance Abuse. High Point is all around, all throughout the community. You can send your children to High Point or husband and wife and get some help there. Also, there's another organization, excellent organization in Fall River called STAR. STAR does excellent work in recovery. They have everything you need and much more. I recommend STAR. Then the Seven Hills is a good organization. Then you got Packer, and then Stepping Stones is good. Now, they're the major ones, and usually they take Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Harvard Pilgrim, Mass Health, and everything like this. And they're professional people. Gosno is an excellent program that people go to and all that. So, you know, I would encourage you to find a pathway to recovery, a pathway forward. You say, but I'm addicted. You know, I missed the mark. I'm out of bounds. I crossed the wrong line. You know, I got arrested. You know, my name's in the newspaper. I'm shaming my family. You know, I'm selling my body so I can get high, and I'm doing things that I'm ashamed about. Hey, listen, when you hit rock bottom, man, I was so low. I hit rock bottom, I was so low, I had to look up to see the bottom of my sneakers. Then after that, man, I'm telling you, I went to go get help, and I needed help. So, I, you know, I went and got some help, and I went to a Christian drug and alcohol program because my way was faith-based, and they called a program called Teen Challenge. Teen Challenge is a Christian drug and alcohol program that takes in people from the age of 18 up, you know, problem with cocaine, crack, heroin, you know, hepatitis C, full-blown AIDS. It doesn't make any difference, and it's an excellent program and helped thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. So this is some of the things we can do. If you need any help, I recommend that you find a pathway to recovery. And I'm telling you, there's hope, there's healing, there's help for you and I. There's help for your children. You just have to have a pathway forward. Just go forward. And maybe catch a meeting. Maybe you want to go to AA meeting or NA meeting. I think that's very good. Or a 12-step meeting or Al-Anon meeting. Or maybe you want to go, you know, find a faith-based meeting, you know, where you can just share your faith and your hope and your experience. You know, that's why I would encourage you. And find a strong community where they will support you, you know, and they will help you and they will uplift you in many, many ways. I believe that, you know, if Daryl Strawberry had a support center like AA, I love AA. Because you go AA, man, there's a lot of people there. You can interface with them. You can dialogue with them. And they get their traditions. And AA is good. And I believe you can find a friend in AA. Just go up there and listen to the message. For the newcomer, they recommend, you know, 90 meetings in 30 days. 3 meetings a day if you have to. Go ahead. And not only do that, get a network. Get a sponsor. Get a home group that you can go and get some help. You know, I believe you can be successful. In my life, ever since November 28, 1986, I never smoked another cigarette, never drank another beer, never freebase, never shot dope, you know, never did oxycodone or Percodans or Percocets, anything that will relieve my pain and my suffering. So, you know, I did. For me, I stopped dancing with the devil and I started dancing with God. But I had to do my due diligence. I had to work. I had to go to meetings. I had to study, you know. I had to, you know, cry unto God and use prayer and medication and meditation also. Now, you know, I believe there's hope for us. If it's a 12-step program, if it's yoga, if it's self-care, you know, that you can go do that. But you have to find a pathway. You have to, you must, you should, you know, that God can give you hope and healing into your life, you know. And I think that's very important. You should go to workshops and listen to, you know, excellent situations so you can learn about who you are. And also you a mental mindfulness, I think is good. Stress reduction, I think that's good. So all these things I'm saying to you is that if you need a place where you can rest and relax and do some workshops and have mental, you know, mindfulness and stress reduction and overcome your stress and your isolation, then come to Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, 33 Brearley Road in East Freetown. And we're warm, we're welcoming, man, we're loving, we're compassionate, we have empathy for people because we have lived experience and we have life experience and we have life knowledge in real life, you know, and we can help you develop your own spiritual journey or your own journey of a personal faith, you know, that you can be free. You know, I know life is difficult and there's all kind of challenges of all kind, but here at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, you can receive knowledge. You can have, because we have personal experience and it is not bound only in books or texts of all kind. No, it's real. So how do you know? I tell people when I did prison ministry, in Ash Street Jail and House of Correction in Dartmouth. I did it in upstate New York. I did a state facility He said, how do you know? I said, I know some things, you know. Because I have lived experience, life experience, and personal experience, I think that's who you have to talk to. And sometimes, you know, we get sick and suffering, and we don't have no one to turn with because we're embarrassed, you know. We don't want to talk about the family business. We don't want to talk about our husbands, our wives, our sons and daughters, you know, because it's full of shame and guilt. So you have to have a place where you can come and just relax and be yourself and share tears of grief, you know, of wailing, of crying, of mourning, you know. This is a safe place for you to come on down. So we're located at 33 Brearley Road in East Freetown. We are called Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. Not only do we do mental health counseling, as I told you, health insurance navigation, harm reduction services, mental health counseling, recovery coaches, overdose education, Narcan distribution, peer-to-peer support, medication for opiate use disorder. We do all that and much more. So if you want to come on down, especially another trigger that gets people stressed out and burnt out and worn out is food insecurity. Yes, food insecurity. How does that develop with our Calvary Cares Drop-In Center? What we do here at 33 Brearley Road, for every Thursday, 52 weeks a year, we help out food insecurity. We give out free food for the whole whole community. When I say community, I'm talking about Fall River, New Bedford, Dighton, Freetown, Berkeley, Taunton, all the surrounding areas. People come here at the drop-in center and they drop on in. And every Thursday at the farmer's market, we give out free food to anyone that comes. We start at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't need any IDs or anything like that. Only thing we're asked, what is your zip code? That's all, how many people in your family, so we know what to give you. Last week, we were able, you know, to give out food. And this is the kind of food that we give out on a weekly basis. We give out potatoes. We give out carrots. We give out onions. We give out white rice and brown rice. We give out pasta and tomato sauce. We give out macaroni and cheese. We give out milk. We give out juices, we give out water, we give out meats, can you believe it? We give out turkeys, we give out steaks, we give out hamburger, we give out pork loins. I mean, we give out food, we give out chicken to people that's in our community. And we do it free of charge and say, who comes here? Oh, on Thursday at 12 o'clock at 33 Brearley Road in our drop-in center, people just drop on in. The parking lot is full with people on all sides, you know. They park on the side of the streets and they come in. And then they're welcome and they feel warm. And we try to make it like a family atmosphere. And what we do, we help all people just come. We greet them. We hug them. We give them coffee. We have donuts together. Sometimes we watch movies together, and we interface with each other in that capacity. You know what I mean? So if you have a son and daughter that needs food, and you know they need food, and they're struggling, you know, especially some people. They have food stamps, and by the second week of, you know, food stamps, everything is completely gone. So what do they do? So you come to Calvary Cares, and I promise you, we give you fresh food. I mean, it's excellent for the glory of God. You know what I mean? So this is some things that we do at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. So that's what it is. And listen, we try to save a life one person at a time. We have a theme, reaching the lost at any cost, you know. So my name is Curtis Dias. So I just don't want to just keep on just going on and on and on. If you have somebody in our community that's sick and suffering, feel free to refer them over to us, and we'll be more than happy to assist them. You know, we help a lot of veterans, you know, and they come here every Saturday, and they come here every Thursday. And about 15 veterans from different Vietnam War, a Korean War, they come from all different backgrounds. Some was wounded, some have trauma, some have depression, all kinds. So if you know anybody that's sick and suffering in these veterans that needs just somebody to talk to or come to a meeting with, then please refer them to us over here. We have single mothers that come here. I have people that in life recovery that can come here. And I have the working people, we working poor. You know what I've been seeing now? I have a privilege of working with the high class, of course, because the high class needs help themselves, the upper class too. Then you get the middle class, and that's good working. But now that we get this thing called working poor, now in Fall River and New Bedford and Taunton and Westport and Swansea, they got a lot of people working. They're working day and night, working hard for their money. And what they're stressed out, they're burnt out, they're worn out, and they're doing the best of their ability. But they can't keep up with the Joneses. They can't pay their light bill and their gas bill and their telephone bill and their cable bill and the electrical bill and the cell phone bill. Then they had to pay for the car insurance. They had to pay for the car payments. They had to pay for your mortgage. You know, they had to pay for your student loan. And before you know it, you are at your wit's end. Then you had to pay for groceries and gasoline and land tax. You know, then things come up your way. It can be very, very, very stressful for people in our circle. And some people, they can't even eat properly. A woman came to me the other day and says, I had to make a decision. I got 3 children and a husband and stuff like that. And I got to make a decision. Should I buy groceries or should I pay my rent, you know? And sometimes that can trigger a person, you know, can traumatize a person. And you can't take their pain any longer. So they said, man, I'm just, you know, I want to relieve myself of this emotional stress. I'm just going to smoke a joint. I'm just going to do a line of cocaine. I'm just going to do oxycodone. I'm just going to do a Percocet. I'm just going to drink a few beers just to balance me out. And before you know it, it compounds the situation and people get sicker and sicker and sicker in that capacity. So we understand that here at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, that's why we give a special invitation for all those around, you know, that's sick and suffering, especially the older family that understand the culture, you know, of crack cocaine and alcoholism, you know. We want to encourage you. We want to educate you. We want to empower you and tell you there's a way for hope. There's a pathway of hope and healing in your life. You might just have to, your pathway might be have to come here or come to Star or come to Seven Hills or you know, or come to Stepping Stone or Harmony House or, you know, Paco. I would encourage you to go to AA meeting, go to a synagogue, go into a church, you know what I mean? Go get some help somewhere. And I like Calvary Cares Drop-In Center because, you know, we're gentle, we're understanding, we're compassionate, you know, we have empathy for people because we've been there. You say, how do you know? I know, because I slept on the streets. I know I was addicted. I remember picking up cigarette butts. I remember, you know, when I was down and out, broke, busted, and disgusted, I remember sleeping in cars and stuff like that. Then God turned it around for me. Now, I don't sleep in cars. I don't pick up cigarette butts. I don't get high any longer. I went back to school, got educated, went back to the university, you know, I became a theologian, I became ordained minister, you know what I mean? I've been free mentally, psychologically, emotionally, you know. I don't sleep on the streets. I have a house and I'm debt free. The mortgage is paid, everything's paid. You know, so now I feed people. Now Calvary Cares, we feed over 120, maybe 400 families on a weekly basis. And we thank God that we can do that. I mean, we educate people. We do the workshops. We do so many different things for people free of charge. So I just want to encourage you. If you have a son and daughter or brother and sister and you find nobody wants to talk to you about helping you, and you're at your wit's end, you're pulling your hair out of your head, and you're trying everything. You say, why is this happening? I don't want to see my son and daughter die. Then I would encourage you, Drop-in at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center located 33 Burley Road in East Freetown, and we will help you. We will assist you. We will guide you. We will understand you. We will have compassion for you. Just a phone, one phone call. That's all. You know, you might say, hey, I just need someone to talk to. You know, my son is acting different. His behavior, his conduct is acting different. His personal hygiene is breaking down. He got different friends. I mean, you know, his daily things that he likes, he don't like any longer. You know, I don't know what to do. I'm, you know, hopeless. I'm glad I listened to the radio program. Then I would encourage you to call 508-858-8875 and say, hey, you know, I listened to you on the radio program. You know, you said, call me. I got a situation, circumstances. And I would invite you to come on down to have coffee with me, have lunch with me, sit down with me in this state art facility. It's in a beautiful country setting. I mean, no one, you don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to be ashamed. You know, we're gentle and non-judgment up there. You know, we're there for you. You know, you don't have to be alone on this journey. You know, you can make it. So I just wanted to encourage you. So I only got about maybe a few more minutes left. But I just wanted to encourage you in this capacity. So what does Calvary Cares Drop-In Center also do? You know, the past month for now, we've been getting all our staff and all our volunteers to come on down, and we got them all certified, CPR trained, and also Narcan trained. It was good, and then we stopped the bleed workshop. Now we know that if somebody cuts their finger, gets shot or wounded, we know how to stop the bleed, so it's good. So I want to give you a special invitation, not only to come to Calvary Cares Drop-In Center any day that you want to come on down, but especially on Thursdays so you can get food. And we give out maybe $100 per person, sometimes $150 per person of food. I mean, excellent food, and it's free of charge. But if you want to come on down and just you know, hang out, you know, one-on-one counseling, grief counseling, group counseling. I feel free to call us, man. You know, that's what we're here for. And we then, if you've been traumatized and you're going through different things, you know, I'm going to just tell you, you know, we got professional people on our staff that got master's degrees, you know, went back to Springfield College and they have lived experience and life experience. So I'm just like you. You know, but there's hope for you and I. And I know for me, when November 28th, when I cried unto God, I said, God, please deliver me from cigarettes. I used to smoke Newport cigarettes. I used to drink Budweiser's, Peppermint Snob, Bacardi and Coke, Scorpion Bowls of all kind, and 100-proof blue label, straight, you know. And then I got introduced to marijuana because I listened to Bob Marley and the Wailers, you know, and roots, rocks, reggae, this reggae music, No Woman, No Cry, and different things like that. Then I started hanging out with the wrong people. And before you know it, man, you know, my behavior, my conduct, my actions were all going downhill. Then what happened was, you know, I went on a toot for a long time. And I come from a good family. You know, and many of you that's listening to this program, I know you come from a good family, good working class family, you know. Many of us would not have been physically abused or sexually abused or emotionally abused. We just did not handle our problem, our pain, you know what I mean? But I want to encourage you that, you know, at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center is a safe, non-judgment program, a place of healing, a place where, you know, you can find healing on your spiritual journey, a place where you don't have to walk alone, you know what I mean? An addict alone is in bad company. So we just invite you to come on down. And the reason why we do this radio program is just to reach out to the unreachables, touch the untouchables. I really don't know who I'm talking to, but I was in a meeting the other day, and a person came up to me and said, hey, I listened to you on the radio, and I'm glad you do. A woman from Bristol County's probation officer in Fall River called me and said, "Hey, Reverend Dias, I've been listening to you. I like the way you present it, you know, and break it down." I said, "You know, all my life, you know, I work with people, fourth world people, the drug addict, the alcoholic, you know, people that's, you know, in lasciviousness of all kind." And I had a chance to work in Ash Street Jail, House of Correction, upstate. I did middle ball and different things like that. And what happens is I work with Latin Kings, the Bloods, the Crips, Gangster Disciples, guys that push a lot of crack cocaine, heroin, gun charge, murder, of all kind. I buried the heads of the Crips, you know. And some people call me the pastor of the church, pastor of the community, pastor of the city. Sometimes they call me the pastor of the gangs. And so how can you work with the people like that, the fourth world people, the drug addict, the crackhead, the alcoholic, you know, the thief, the guys in jail? I said, you know why? Because they're somebody's sons and daughters, and they got potential, you know what I mean? So, you know, whatever you do for the least of my brothers, you do unto me. And I find, just like the people I told you about, you know, early in my conversation, from Steven Taylor to Whitney Houston to Michael Jackson to Elvis Presley, you know, from Prince to Elton John to Janis Joplin to Jim Morris to Amy Winehouse, you know, and I can go on and on. All these people, man, you know, they come from good families. They were gifted. They were talented. But they needed a way out. They needed professional treatment. They needed faith-based treatment. They needed peer-to-peer support treatment. They needed to talk to somebody. They needed somebody showing the right pathway, you know, and the right pathway forward. So a good leader knows the way, leads the way, and shows the way. So here on Calvary Cares Radio Hour, we come on WSAR every Saturday from 3 to 4 o'clock. And we do it by faith because we know there's people that are sick and suffering in Westport, in Somerset, yes, in Seekonk, yes, in Fall River, in Taunton, in Berkeley, in New Bedford, in all the surrounding areas, all throughout the world. We know they're sick and suffering. But you don't have to be ashamed of it, man. I'm telling you, there is hope for you. There's hope for you. There's healing for you. Where you can be productive. You can be excellent. You can be a good father. You can be a good husband. And it's a new way of life, new way of walking, a new way of talking. I'm telling you, I just want to encourage you. If you ever need any assistance, I don't want to be redundant, but if you ever need assistance, come down to Calvary Cares, because everything we do, it says Calvary Cares. Our farmer's market is called Calvary Cares, because we care for people. Our radio program, Calvary, because we care for your soul. We want you to be successful. Everything we do, we want to be gentle. We want to be understanding. We want to be compassionate. We want to have empathy on it because we have lived experience, life experience, and professional experience. I come out of passion because I know the hurt and pain, but I know the other side of being victorious. I'm a president of two organizations. I have won all kind of awards. I mean, my life has been turned around completely. My wife never saw me smoke a cigarette, drink, or get high, or anything else like that. You know, she thinks I have a halo on my head. I said, I do have a little halo, but it's a little crooked, you know what I mean? But, you know, if I always say, if God can do it for me, then he can do it for anybody. So we just want to give you a special invitation. If you need help or mental health counseling, like I told you, overdose education, and health insurance navigation, you know, overdose education, we're here for you. If you need food, I'm telling you, come to Calvary Cares Drop-In Center every Thursday at 12 o'clock, and we'll make sure that we give you fresh vegetables and we'll give you fresh food for you and your whole family because we believe in you. And I thank you for listening to Calvary Cares Radio Hour. My name is Curtis Dias. I'm the president of Calvary Cares Center and located at 33 Brearley Road. And you're all welcome to come on down. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you and your family. My telephone number is 508-763-8343. 508-763-8343. Until next Saturday, may God richly bless you. And if you do need any help, you understand that we're gentle, we're non-judgment kind of people. We have empathy for people and compassionate, and we're here to assist you, help you, direct you, and this is what we do. So thank you for listening. I wait for your call. Have a good day.